This is the Ambrosiano
Radio Show with Holly Breen. Hey, podcasters.
Putties.
Third last ever podcast.
Putty.
Today's we had Tom Ballard. He's got a new TV show.
Doesn't he? Oh, every night TV show.
It's really good. He's someone who's very talented.
Well,
he should have.
Not only is he very talented.
Smart.
He's very smart.
We need his
and
voice
intuitive.
Out in yes. the universe.
He's a thinker.
Yeah. So you should watch his new show, Tonightly, starting yes. next week, I believe, every night on ABC Comedy. It used to be ABC 2.
Yes.
Also, Harley needs to raise $8,000 in about 24 hours.
Yes, for Movember.
For Movember.
Because I set a very big ceiling.
That's okay. And that's about all. Enjoy the podcast and we'll hear you tomorrow night. Tomorrow day, whenever, whatever. Well,
whatever.
Whatever you want to do, man.
And figure it out.
Who am I to tell you what to do with your life?
It's the radio show that's sometimes a little bit tired in the brain.
I'm just going to have to try and put on my Tina Turner voice here because I'm pretty livid.
Whose voice?
Tina Turner.
You know who Tina Turner is?
Oh, Tina Arena.
If you're putting
I put on my Tina Turner voice.
Exactly.
So early.
Hosted by two people who are sometimes a little too awake.
Kimmy, let's have shots at the gym, mate. LEP's bang up for this.
It's 6:30.
And other times, can't even be bothered turning up.
How come we went with that, by the way?
Do we need to have this conversation? I'll have a conversation with you up there. You know how you don't like meetings?
Yeah.
You do. You weren't at this
meeting. No, I don't think I've been.
Okay. Hard to believe you're leaving.
This is the Ambrosiano Radio Show with Holly Breen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday and the final time this show will be able to play.
Hum, hum, hum for your day.
Hump day.
It's not a root day.
It's a Wednesday.
Humpy.
M loves the hump.
Humpy day.
It's hump day.
That's right.
What a great singer.
What a great singer. He's leaving us at the end of the week. Don't worry, I'm back this year.
You sound so pumped, mate.
This year.
What?
You said this year.
Next year.
Oh, you're back this year.
I'm back. Ooh,
you said it. You're locked in.
No. Ed Cavalli is taking Harley's spot, so we are enjoying and savouring the last few moments of the Ambrosiano Radio Show with Harley Breen. Today is no exception.
What do we got?
Oh, so much things.
Yep.
And stuff. And, yep.
Some naked men ran through.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
I had another fight with Scotty for something new.
Oh, okay.
Odie's got a secret life.
Tom Ballard's coming on.
Yay. And we've got $1,000 to give away in Ooh. What's the Superior. We also have Sia tickets to give away. We have tickets for R&B Vine Days. We have so much to
get through.
Do you reckon
Alpha Bucks is going to go off?
No. It's Em and Harley. He was about to say something heinous that would have just...
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Okay, good.
But that mic had come on about 3 seconds earlier.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM. And, well, this is interesting.
What?
So, last night I hear this almighty bang.
Oh, right? Yes.
Is it the side of
Possums.
The house? No, it's where Scott locks
Robbers.
His bikes up.
Oh.
Okay, so let's talk about the ongoing saga of that room.
Yeah.
If you are playing along at home, last week I stole the key from my husband's
yes.
bike room because he was being annoying.
Yes. Yeah, you both acted like children.
And then he locked me out of the house and he wouldn't let me until I gave him the key. And then I attempted to give him the key and it slid underneath the slate at the back door,
yeah.
gone forever.
Gone.
But then I found him a spare key.
Right.
So it was great. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
So last night when I hear him kicking in the door of the bike room, I'm like, what are you doing, MacGyver? And he's
That's not a MacGyver move.
And he's like, this is all your fault. I'm like, I'm sorry. What? He goes, I locked the spare key in the bike shed and I had to kick the door open and it's your fault.
Right.
And I said, what? He goes, you have upset the natural order of things.
Right.
If you had not have lost the original key, which I keep in the thing up in the above the door, it would have always been there. I'm out of rhythm. I'm out of whack. You stuffed up my roof racks. And I'm like,
you he's picking it all up.
You can't retrospectively pull in mistakes I've made, brother.
Oh.
Can he?
Well,
is it my
all's
fault?
Fair in love and war.
Okay, this is what I said. I'm going to ask Carly tomorrow. Thank you for my 605.
Scotty, g'day. I imagine you're listening.
Definitely.
Very keen on my opinion.
Is it my fault that he locked the key in and had to kick the door?
I think you're a contributing factor.
Oh, get that! It's not my fault he locked it in there.
I didn't say it was your fault. I said I think you're a contributing factor.
How?
I think without all of that saga, he's correct. He still has to have ownership that he locked the key
in
there.
He locked the key, it's not my
fault. But if the whole saga hadn't happened in the first place.
If he had cooked dinner when he was supposed to.
Okay.
Well, if he had cooked dinner and not been a complete dickhead, I wouldn't have had to lock him, put his key in my bra.
He's also a factor. I think both of you need to have a good hard look at yourselves.
What are you suggesting? We're immature and need to start acting our age?
A little bit.
I think he enjoyed kicking the door in.
I think he did.
How often does a man get to kick a door in? Legit.
Not often.
No.
Not enough.
Right.
That brings up a good point.
That brings up a really good business idea.
It's a great business.
Let's just open a business where guys can come and kick open doors.
Or women. Just a warehouse full of doors.
Yes.
With different things on the other side.
Yes.
Sometimes fire.
Yes.
Sometimes babies.
Yes. Okay.
The babies need rescuing.
Kicking the door. Okay, this has turned into a great segment.
It's important to note, Emilia Rossiano, that you're meant to keep your clothes on in public. And if you don't, you'd be in trouble because everyone needs to consent to that kind of behaviour. However,
but it's funny.
It's funny.
As long as it's far and, like we've talked about this, as long as it's distant wang.
Distant wang.
I'm okay with distant wang.
At the footy is distant wang.
Funny.
At McDonald's is a bit too close.
That's a little bit too close. Tell me what happened.
Look closely if you dare. These males are being hunted by New South Wales cops for their naked display. Police in Newcastle are hunting five young men. Brazenly ran through a local McDonald's almost completely naked. Two of the males used a large object, was it large, to obscure their manhood. But police weren't loving it. Well done, Ryder. That's very funny.
That's funny. From the King Street Mac.
They did run through quickly.
I'm just looking at them all. Are they? They don't look very old.
The nude run was captured on CCTV entering the King Street McDonald's on Friday, November the 10th, and officers from Newcastle City Local Area Command have released the images in an attempt to identify the men. Their mothers will know who they are.
I love this, yeah. A young child is visible on the footage just metres away from the naked penises.
Yeah. Look, it's a tradition. It's an Aussie tradition to do nudie runs in inappropriate places.
Look, I'd love to hear 1360, where did you do a nudie run? Because I think it's funny.
We used to do pants down racing.
What do you mean?
Well, you had to have your pants around your ankles and then you run a race.
In front of everyone?
Which is, yes.
Undies down too?
Yeah, undies, everything's down. But it's very hard to run because your pants are around your ankles and then you fall over and you get gravel rash on inappropriate parts.
The boys at my school used to do flaming assholes.
Oh, I did flaming assholes.
Did you do flaming assholes?
Yes. What? Yeah.
So you put toilet paper between your butt cheeks and you light it and then you
and
run.
And then you run like the billy-o. So I did it at a place in Queensland called Double Island Point, which is actually part of the National Highway, but it's just a beach.
Yeah.
And my brother and I wanted some more alcohol. We'd run out. So our cousin said, I'll give you some if you do flaming assholes running on the beach. So we got about 3 metres of it out the back, lit it at the back end and just tore off down the beach. But my brothers fell out and so he picked it up, jammed it back in, but put it in the wrong way. Wow. Took care of his hair problem.
And he had a flaming asshole.
It's time for dog news, 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 news.
Oh, guys, it's time for dog news.
What do we got?
Well, first of all, we should talk about the new royal dogs.
Oh, yes.
Meghan Markle, of course, has two rescue pups, Guy and Bogart, and they're going to be moving with her to Kensington Palace.
Oh, they look so cuddly.
They're so cute. One of them is a beagle cross. And the other one is, what do we think
Lots
that is?
Lots of things.
I'd say so. A bit some. A bit of everything.
A bit of Labrador, a bit of Bull Mastiff.
Definitely a little bit of Labrador. So cute, yeah. So everybody's obviously very excited about Guy and Bogart and also the Queen's Corgi's getting a run for their money. Because everyone loves a ragtag rascallion.
Yes.
And these two are.
Oh, I can see a Hollywood film.
Hopefully.
Rags to Richard.
Yeah, the posh beagles versus Bogart and Guy. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Now, this is an incredible story of survival. Moving on in dog news. A Canadian dog walker has said she was able to survive for more than 2 days. She definitely drank her own wee.
She ate the dog.
Do you think I would say she ate the dog in dog news?
No.
Do you honestly think that you didn't think that?
I mean, it's an option.
No.
The dogs ate her.
She did not.
The dogs
no
ate her.
No one ate anyone. It was 2 days. Can we all calm down?
Yeah, but
I'll allow weed drinking after a few hours.
If I'm out hiking and I stub a toe and you and I are hitchhiking, I'm eating you.
We're not eating anyone, okay? Now, she was able to survive for more than 2 days thanks to her pet border collie, her pet boxer, and her pet beagle. Annette.
Sounds like she ate them.
Annette Poitras. Annette Poitras.
Yes.
Was out walking her dogs on Monday when she fell and lost her phone.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Poitras said his wife and the dogs, a border collie called Chloe, a boxer named Roxy, and Bubba, a pug beagle mix, looked after each other over 2 days with no supplies and through periods of torrential rain. The dogs dug a hole in the underground to sleep in. Then one of them kept her warm, one of them stayed on guard, and one of them hunted for food.
Oh.
Right?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And then eventually one group
she
of...
She ate them.
And finally, she did not eat them. Okay? She did not eat them.
She didn't eat
them. And finally, this dog embodies you and I.
Yes.
The one I'm about to tell you about.
I love it.
This dog is you and I shrunk down into dog form. So you know when your mum goes into the shops and leaves you in the car? It wasn't a hot car, by the way. Yeah. It was cold. It's in Canada where this happened. Windows were down. This dog was sitting out front of a recreation centre in Canada and had Jack of waiting for his owner to return to the car. So just did this.
This is the
actual... This is the actual video.
This is the sound from the video. The dog.
There's just a shot of the... We'll put the video up. The video is just a dog with his paw on the horn. He's had enough of your rubbish.
Yep.
And he's just looking around waiting to see if anyone can be bothered noticing that he's in a car and he's had a gutful.
I have been him.
Oh, me too.
I've done that.
I do it all the time. Yep. I do it now.
Yep.
If I'm backing out the driveway and Scott's not in the car, I'm just on it. You know what I'd like? I'd like to be able to walk around with that sound.
You can't imagine why he kicked the door.
Do you know what I mean? Like... If, like, just right now, because you were just a dick, then I just want to be able to go.
What have you got?
You know what I mean? Like, when my kids come up to me.
Do you imagine?
Dad! Thank you.
Do you imagine how great that is as you're driving to work? You just heard dog news, news,
news, news, news, news. Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
My kids heard that for the first time last night.
What'd they say?
They loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
Chella giggles. It's so hard to get a laugh out of a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
We're on the way to her netball grand final, and we were listening. It was so weird. I just flicked the radio on, and then we were on.
I mean, and that was on.
Live.
Obviously. Live. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because I was talking to you in the car.
Our national show was on, and, we had What's His Beer in it, and Odie's like, Odie was bopping. Yeah, I like that one. What's this?
I bop every morning.
What's this, mate?
It's a little bump.
I think it should be pointed out we've managed to come up with a What's the Superior every single day of this radio.
Yeah, I need two more to come up with.
I know.
We've hit a wall. I'll get nothing.
30 dead 60 today. With thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au. We have $1,000 for the best caller because they're legends, so we can pretty much ask you guys to ring in whatever we want, and you'll make it up or have a story. Today we want to know, on 131060, what's a superior, awkward thing a child has said to you?
Yeah, you won't need to make this up. And when we were talking about this in the morning meeting, I'm like, oh, what? Yesterday. Anything.
I was looking forward to hearing it.
Yesterday, I was picking up the big guy, the loose unit, from a play date, which is great.
What?
Yeah,
it was an away play date.
It was an away play date.
They're fine.
Yeah, it was the best.
I don't like home play dates.
Well, we did one last week, and so then it was swapsies.
Payback.
Yeah.
I love payback play dates.
And the best is that I don't go to play dates anymore. Because when he was younger, I had to be there.
Oh, you had to hang. You don't have to hang. You had to run.
I didn't even turn up.
Kiss and drop.
So I turn him up. And there's the lovely family who've got a boy the same age and a little girl, just a bit younger, not school age yet. And they're hanging over the balcony as we walk off. And Leonard yelled out at them, "See a vagina flasher." I'm like,
what?
Hey, let's unpack that real quick. What happened on your play date? He went, "She flashed a vagina 3 times. And I'm like, good.
My God.
And the mother was like, "Yeah, we'll talk about that."
God, amazing.
Maybe not in the street.
That is kids. So great. Odie got in the car yesterday. Yeah. I too was picking up my lunatic. And she said, and she goes, "We had life works today." And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I live for these moments and my kids get told about awkward things. By the way, they've known about most of the stuff for a very long time because our house is open book policy. And she goes, "I don't know how boys walk around with penises."
She's
like,
10.
She's 10. And I'm like, oh, I know, right? And anyway, she said the teacher came in and said to them, "Okay, I want you to, everyone, just put your hand up and tell me all the slang words you've heard for penis." And I said to her,
"A teacher needs an aneurysm." What?
And I go, "What got said?" She goes, "Oh, someone said wang." And I said, "Well, what else did they say?" And someone said dick.
Yeah.
And some brave young soul threw out cock-a-doodle-doo.
Really? I'd be straight in with that one.
Oh, mate. I'd be leading. Anyway, so she just said, "Mum, they fill with blood and they go hard. And I don't know how they walk around with those things." Like, she did this hand gesture. Like, she was disgusted. And she's like, "And I don't know why they made me sit through all the boy stuff. You should see the stuff that has to come out of those things." So great. I wish I was recording it. 131060. What's the superior awkward thing a child has said to you? $1,000 for the best caller. We'll take them next.
Want more M. Russiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Russiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to God, you.
Coming up later in the show, Tom Ballard joining us in studio. We have $10,000 up for grabs with $1,000 and SEA tickets to give away plus R&B Vine Days.
Yeah.
So much to get through before 9:08.
Apparently you can take a cheese platter to the R&B
Vine Days. Of course you can. Of course you can take a cheese platter to the R&B Vine Days. I tell you what, I'm not going to lie, I'm in danger of going.
Are you?
I don't leave the house.
I actually think it suits you.
But I'm actually, because you know I love R&B.
Yeah, you do.
You know I love wine.
You love a winery.
You know I love a daytime drinking
event. You love a platter. Oh,
yeah. And I can be in bed by 8 o'clock.
It should just be called "This is M. Russiano."
I know, I'm in danger. I'm actually in danger of attending this, guys. Look out. I'm going to take a run up. When is it? March, April,
Got your necklace Feb? With the wine glass attached?
Yes. I have a necklace. You can put your wine glass in to leave your hands free to eat.
You didn't even need to finish. Of course you do. And it does not surprise
and
me.
And I have a belt holster for a wine glass too.
Do you know the last time that I wore a cup that's around your neck was when I was graduating from primary school?
Judgies be judgy, but I'm the one who
no judging.
Have two hands free for cheese. Okay? These two things, shovel and cheese. Not sippy, sippy, whiny. I'm like... Okay.
I know. There's so many times that I've got a glass of wine. I'm like, how could I get that
more
cheese
food
in my face?
More food.
Oh, table.
No. Because then you can't. Give it a little straw in
there?
It. There's a straw
no,
in it.
No, that looked like you were kissing your own breasts. That is not.
You got your straw in your wine glass.
You're doing.
You got Boyz II Men and TLC on the stage. You got cheese. Oh, and I can crump and eat and drink three things.
I would love to see you with a glass of wine strapped around your neck, crumping.
In sequence, it's happening now.
In a white suit.
Oh, yes. We want to know what's the superior awkward thing a child has said to you, which has nothing to do with the last 30 seconds.
Nah.
But, you know. If
whatever.
You,
about 2 minutes.
You learnt this show, you'll know that's the way things roll. It's fine. Lauren, hey, Lauren.
Good morning, guys.
You're a school teacher.
I am, and I was on playground duty, and I had a little kindy come up to me and held my hand and said to me, "Miss, you look much prettier with your sunglasses on. You should leave them on all day."
I love kids. Wow.
And I thought, great. That makes I must look real good.
Did you kick her? Like just a little?
No.
Just a little, like,
they actually back. Thought they were saying something nice. They like were smiling and like it was a compliment, but it was. Far from it.
Yeah, because they're idiots.
It's fine. They tell the truth.
They just tell the truth.
They flat out tell the truth. And if more adults were like toddlers,
then we'd have more wars. What would happen?
Jason, hey, Jace.
Hi, guys. I was at my brother's wedding and the page boy came up to me and said to me, I was with my current partner at the time, and said, "Oh, which one of you is going to have the baby?"
Because you're a gay.
That's right.
So he's asking which of you is going to have the baby. Yeah. I love it. And who was Jace? Who was going to have the baby at that point?
Well, I was the passive one, so I said, I guess it was me.
I was the passive one. What?
Whatever.
I'm not even unpacking that.
No unpacking.
I'm not even unpacking that. Although, in relationships, it's... Okay, this is for another time. Deanne, hello.
Hello.
Was this a very awkward thing a child has said to you?
Why are you wearing a bikini top? You don't have any boobies.
Whose child was it?
My best friend's daughter. Like, I had a great day. We went around there for a barbecue. I was really feeling myself. Had a new boyfriend with me. And then she called me out in front of everyone.
Did you kick her?
No one
did.
Can you stop making kicking children your go-to? First you were eating dogs, now you're kicking children.
I would eat a dog if I was stuck in the bush for a half an hour.
No. You're not allowed to eat a dog unless it's a week. You drink your wee first.
1 week.
1 week you can eat a dog.
If I stay in the bush for a week, I can eat a dog.
Yes, but not before. Okay, Paige in Parramatta, hello.
Oh my God, hello. Kids are jerks, first of all.
Kids are jerks.
What's one said to you,
Well, I was seeing this guy who was a little bit older than me. He was about like 45, 46, and I was 21.
Okay, that's more than a little bit. That's double your age.
Anyway, I stayed over his house.
Lock it down, Paige. That's double your age, all right?
I know. Well, it gets worse. So I stayed over by accident, and his kid came out in the morning and was like, "Hi, are you a kid too? Do you go to my school?" And then I made breakfast and I left and I never saw him again.
Did you say I made it breakfast?
Paige, you're the best, mate.
I made it breakfast. Paige, you get $1,000.
You get $1,000. Don't do that again.
I made it breakfast. And then I never saw it again.
Paige, what a great stepmom.
You get $1,000. I got you, Red. Step sister, by the sounds of it. Got to your roadside rescue. Well done. See, good on you, babes. Good on you. Go out there and spend that
Thank you
bucks.
So much. Yeah.
It's all right, doll. Yeah. Who'd have thought one day? Who'd have thought that would pay off?
Dating your own
dreams. You're not.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're dating someone 10 years younger
than
you.
We're not dating. I made a child with her.
Well, still dating.
Yeah. Oh, we go on dates.
Yeah.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Belinda.
Hi, pick me. I am. How are you going?
Oh, good, doll. Now you'd like to get your breasts reduced.
Big time. I'm over it. I'm just so out of proportion.
What do you mean? Yes. I'm
not very big, you know, pants wise, down the bottom wise. I'm a bit like Dolly Parton's figure and the massive up top, but she chooses to be like that. I don't choose to be like that.
Oh, gosh. And are we talking a G? Is that?
Yeah, like it's like an 18G. I'm massive.
Oh, darling. You must have back pain, doll.
Oh, big time. So I want to get rid of that. I want to look like a normal. I want to walk down the street without getting all these weird stares.
Oh, honey.
I don't want to get political, but don't we have that covered on Medicare? That
seems like a situation. Yeah, I feel like you should get that done medically.
You should be able to get it done with Medicare.
No, I've checked it out.
She's tried.
Of course you have.
All right. I wish.
All right, Belinda, let's do this for you. Come on.
Well, your letter's C cup. Hey.
Oh, C for cat, C for... I just don't want to get it right.
Yes, that's right.
C.
C.
Okay.
All right.
I have to take your first answer on this, and you can only use an answer once. You do get 30 seconds. Time starts after I read the first question. Just go quick, Blender. We'll get you as much money as we can. All right, here we go. Name a Disney character.
Pass.
Name a Sydney ferry stop.
Pass.
A type of furniture.
A chair.
A brand of beer.
Carlton Dry.
A herb.
Pass.
A tool.
Chizzy.
A comedian.
Pass.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Cello.
A chocolate bar.
A caramello.
A Disney character.
I didn't do well.
Oh, that's you fine. Did
no,
fine.
You went quick though, Belinda.
500, you got halfway.
Oh, I'm happy with it. That's
awesome. You're excellent, mate.
Good on you, honey. Oh, have a great
God
day.
You.
Oh, God
thank
love you.
So
you.
Much.
Good luck.
No worries, mate.
Good luck in life.
Thank
in
you.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
Look, I'm not into this, but it's the way the world is going. Mm-hmm. But I got an e-invite to an event.
Talk me through an e-invite.
So it's an email with the card. Oh. The e-card is attached.
Is it animated?
Yeah, you can have them animated. Yeah. I don't know if this one was, to be honest. Then there's a button. I will attend. I will not attend.
Okay.
And that's how you RSVP.
To me, seems like a great way.
It's efficient.
It's efficient because I never remember to RSVP. I lose the number on the invite. Yep. But if I've just got to click a button, the chances that I'm going to click I'm not attending.
Well, that is a problem as
very
well.
Quickly.
That's like the Facebook invite thing.
Yeah.
People always click attend, then they don't turn up.
I need a button that says, can I think about it? Depends how tired I am. Can I be bothered?
I need a button that says, got a lot
pending.
On. Not sure I can.
We'll see.
Might poppy.
Can I have a we'll see button?
Hold one drink for me.
If you're lucky.
Isn't there people going that I don't like? Can you show me the list of people who have said yes?
Free drinks.
Free drinks in.
Close to my house.
So, it's a family.
So many buttons on our inbox.
We're a complicated people.
Yeah.
There's a family thing, right? It happens once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's family friends that all get together. The kids come.
Great.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
Well, so I've said yes, and then there's another email about what food you're bringing.
Oh, yeah, everyone gets to bring a plate.
Bring a plate.
Yeah, great.
It's like a CWA meeting.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Great.
I'm taking a grain salad.
Didn't ask.
Nope. Told you anyway.
And
buckwheat.
And by the way, boo.
Boo.
Your plate is going to be the last. Who takes a grain salad to a crisp? You are officially... A shit bloke.
It was thrust upon me.
Please come to my party with your amazing grain salad. I really want some. I'm only going to the party.
You know what? I can't do this anymore. As a Friday, I'm out.
For all this grain salad. God, I can't wait to eat the grain salad. Delicious. It's December. And what I look forward to in December is not the turkey, not the pudding. It's the grain salad.
Right. So.
Worst.
I'm going to be the best guy ever. So, I'm going to this frickin' party.
Crap salad.
You better get real close on that dump button, Luke, because I am on the precipice.
With that crap salad.
It was thrust upon me. I didn't choose it. They said, can you bring that? I'm like, whatever, I don't care. So, I got another notification yesterday.
Yeah.
That said.
Third.
The third one.
Too many.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a bit too many. And also it said, just to let everyone know, it's the weather has turned a bit nasty.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit cold and maybe there's a chance of rain. And then there was a button that said, I will no longer be attending.
What?
What?
Yes.
This party's very needy.
You could uninvite yourself. Well, because of the weather.
It's dangerous for me
too. It's not outside. It's at a person's house. There's plenty of indoor area.
Why are they?
I appreciate them giving us the option to not turn up. And I'm turning up. The grain salad is made in the fridge.
Taking grains up. You know, there's a chance of me throwing grain at you. Bring your umbrella, idiot.
You know what else is a grain salad? Beer. It's a grain salad.
You're the worst. I just want to make a general announcement. Melania Trump has officially given up as First Lady, and I'm here for it.
She's quit.
I have to say, I'm here for it. I love it. It's very Russian, actually, where she's just like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I've had it.
The man is the pig.
This man, she's French now.
Yeah.
So,
you know that. She had French parents.
You will have seen, and I thought, you will have seen the White House Christmas decorations. You will have seen the images.
I actually have not.
Okay.
What a surprise.
Well, they've been everywhere.
Right.
And this year, it's a, it was traditional Christmas themes was the theme. Everything was white.
Everything.
Everything.
The house is white.
Everything was white.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of reminiscent of The Shining.
Yeah, like, right.
And as you walked in, there was all these white trees, like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
It was really and then Melania appeared in this white Christian Dior that she looked like an angel frog.
So she's just a floating head.
And it was like really, it was really bizarre. And she also, if you've seen the Chronicles of Narnia, looked like the it was all very bizarre. And she sat
like
there
the presidency.
Right. And she sat there completely stone faced. So there was a beautiful performance of the Nutcracker in front of her, and she just didn't blink.
Was it just her heart?
Good. And she was having to colour in with children. And listen to write Santa lists.
Yeah.
And the look on her face every time that she'd be introduced to the next child or the next project, and she was walking from room to room, like pretending to care. She didn't even pretend. She didn't even try to emulate any sort of joy. And I'm here for you, Melania. I get it.
Yeah.
We've all been forced to attend things we didn't want to go to.
Sure.
And some of us politely smile and wave. Yep. She's had to be the First Lady against her will. And I can only imagine the amount of stuff. But now she's just flat out refusing to turn up to
things.
She's
being held captive.
Pretty much.
Save Melania. That's what we need. Free Melania 2017.
Everyone's like, blink Melania. Blinked once for the SOS and twice for the... Tell me when
we'll send in the Navy SEALs.
I'm here. But now I'm just, it's going to be spectacular. If she's only a year into the job, this is going to be one of the most magnificent meltdowns.
She's a year into that part of her job, but how long has she been with it?
Yeah, but I just don't think she signed on to be his wife and just have a nice life, you know. They've been together quite a while, like 10 years or so.
Right.
I think she just never thought that she was going to have to be doing this.
In public.
And if you watch it, I want you to pay particular, she's just checked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you go, sister.
Well, maybe she didn't know it was her day. She thought it was her stand-in's day. She wasn't prepared.
Her stunt double wasn't available.
Yes.
Good point. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm going to be carefully monitoring. Between Mimi giving up and Melania giving up, what a reality show.
What a great tour. Oh, my God. Melania Trump presents.
Mimi and Melania give up.
Yeah.
The stage show.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, mama.
Filmed in the Reagan room.
Way back when we started this show, our big boss Gemma bestowed upon us an almanac of phone topics from the 1990s.
That's right.
It is a bound book that she legitimately used.
Yes.
And so we thought
we used it ironically, and now we just use it.
So today we're gonna do phone topics from 1999.
So some of the topics on the page I'm on now, like the bizarre way you get turned on, things you were sacked for, how do you deal?
Good.
How do you deal with beggars?
Oh,
God, the '90s! Come on!
I give them money if I've got it in my pocket.
Yeah, of course. So, but today we want to know on 13 10 60, and we have two doubles to see ya up for grabs.
Yeah.
Do you go through your friends' cupboards when you're at their house?
Absolutely.
You freak.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you go to the, do you go through your friend's medicine cabinet? Like when you're left alone, if your friend's out of the room or you go to a room to get something, do you have a cheeky look in their cupboards?
Every day.
13, 10, 6. Why? Why?
Because I want to have. I want to see what I'm up against.
What do you mean up against? They're not your enemy in combat.
Yes, they are. In the medicine cabinet area, they are.
Okay, what it's not a competition, mate.
What if they've got some sort of rank disease and I need to get out the window?
What do you even mean?
I don't know. I just like having a look. I just open the cupboard. I don't know. It's not even any judgment. I can't even store the stuff.
Oh, you are such a liar.
I'm just opening.
You are such a liar. Of course there's judgment.
I assume that people do it in my cupboard, so I have a secret cupboard.
Hang on a minute.
So you, secret stuff.
So you visually merchandise your medicine cabinet.
Oh, definitely.
Because you are assuming people are going to go through it.
Yeah, I would hope so. Oh, otherwise, they're no friend of mine.
Oh, my God.
How'd you go through my stuff?
A lot of Rectinol.
What are you?
Yeah, there's a lot of Rectinol in my secret cupboard. Yeah.
What?
That's not a euphemism.
What? Could be. That's a very good one.
It actually is.
Is that what you call it?
Hey, be careful of the secret cupboard.
I'm just going to the toilet to empty the secret cupboard, guys.
That's now a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally do. You don't go through people's?
Nah.
Why not?
I'm scared I'll get caught.
Lock the door.
Nah. What if you can't? What if you're just going in their bedroom to get something? So if your friend gets...
What are you going in their bedroom for?
So what if you're like, oh,
you
I'm really cold, right? No, this happens like, I'm cold. Yeah, and like, oh, go grab a jumper from my cupboard.
Yeah, then you're going through their cupboard. You've just been given the green light.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
What if I'm keeping secret stuff?
I'm taking money as well. If there's money lying around at my friend's house, I'm taking it.
Are you just having a massive, like, breakdown since there's only 2 days left? Are you totally Richard Simmonsing on us? What is going on? You're just going out with a bang, then you disappear into obscurity forever?
Oh, man, I would love that.
That's what Scott said to me yesterday.
Bye,
He goes, you're going to Richard Simmons, everyone. I was listening to that podcast going, that's Em. Em's going to do that. Em's going to give and give and give and jump and laugh and cry and leotard, and then one day...
Bye-bye.
I do not. I've never gone through the cupboards.
Never, ever.
Nah. I'm too scared I'll get caught.
I'll go through people's glove boxes when they're sitting beside me.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, definitely. You better careful what you put in your glove box.
What have you found?
Nothing fun.
You've never found anything fun?
Nah, some illegal substances.
Are you hoping to find illegal substances?
Yes.
Fungal cream?
Like Airbnbs. Oh, I'm going through every cupboard.
Oh, yeah. Now that is a different...
Totally, it's a different story.
I'm going through everything.
I'm going through 100%.
Yep. If you rent out your home to a stranger and you haven't stranger-proofed it and you're leaving your freaky shit around, I am judging. I'm taking photos. I'm making memes.
Yes, and I'm sitting on your couch in the nude.
What's even happening to
us? I don't know.
131060, do you, when you're at friends' houses and you're left to your own devices, do you go through their cupboards? This is Phone Topics from the 1990s. We have two double passes to give away to see Sia live. We'll take your calls next.
So today we're going to do Phone Topics from 1999.
We have our almanac, our book that Gemma, our big boss, gave us at the very start of our campaign together.
Yeah.
And we were doing them ironically, as you said.
Yep, now we're just doing them.
Today's phone topic from 1999 is on 131060. Do you go through your friends' cupboards when you go to their houses?
Every time.
Unbeknownst to them.
Yes.
Do you go into
their... And I'm taking stuff too.
No.
Yep. If they've got
some medicine. That's just flat out stealing.
Yes. If they're my friends and they should expect it. If they've got medicines in there I want, I'm having
it. You can't take medicines.
Yeah, I'm taking medicines.
What if they need them?
Well, sucks to be them.
I'm looking at you, and I'm just wondering what the
Who
hell.
Who are you?
We have some tickets to see you to give away. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you going?
Do you go through people's cupboards when you're at their houses?
Look, mine's a little different. I go through their fridges.
Yes.
All about the fridges.
Yep.
Yes.
Uninvited, you just open it up.
Yep. So I'm a little bit of a judgy, so I've got to make sure. Like, none of this healthy crap. I like a full cream milk.
Oh.
I look for any moldies.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, and anything I can steal. Anything I can eat.
Yeah.
But lots of judgment.
A service Christy could offer, because my fridge needs to be gone through for some moldies and some
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I clean them at work. I clean the fridge at work, and I found a bread roll that looked nothing like a bread roll, like an avocado.
Thanks,
hey, Christy, you're going to hate my fridge. Honestly, there's no dairy in there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Grain
it's all
salad
healthy.
For the Christmas
Grain
party.
Grain salad prepared, ready to go.
Taylor in Utah, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Now, you're staying in a friend's house at the moment. You're house sitting.
I am.
And what are you doing?
absolutely going through her cupboards.
Yes.
I love her fashion, so I want to see what she's got in there.
Yes. What and else? Where are you wearing it?
No, I don't wear it. I do draw the line, but I do go through and see, you know, what she's got and in the bathroom, what I can use, that kind of stuff.
Wait, yes. You're using her beauty products?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, she won't know. Oh, you're not measuring it?
I measure mine because I had a cleaner once I found out was using my special Le Mer moisturiser.
Oh.
So I kept going, what the hell's going on?
Oh.
So I set a trap in the moisturiser.
You set a trap?
I set a trap in the moisturiser so I knew that it had been opened and used on the day that she
I'm going to come around your house just after the cleaner's been there and take a heap of it.
That moisturiser is the Albino Baby Seal Tears sourced from Narnia Creeks that costs a fortune.
I'm having it.
And if anyone else is sticking their fingers in my Le Mer,
you better try.
You don't even understand the Le Mer. They give you a teensy little caviar spoon to just, and if you drop it,
I'm gonna put it on the heels of my feet.
I busted Scott doing that once with my Le Mer.
Yeah,
it was just la 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 on his elbows. I'm like, mate, that is $1 million an ounce.
And my elbows feel fine.
Got crushed diamonds
good
choices, in it.
Scott.
Jess in Campbelltown, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, mate.
Do you go through your friends' cupboards?
Not generally, but on this particular occasion I did.
And?
Well, I had like a stray hair on the chin, which was total gross. So I went looking for some tweezers because my girlfriend has tweezers. And I opened one of the drawers and I don't know why, but there was like a collection of pubic hair there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got to keep it somewhere.
Wait, what do you mean a collection?
It was like a massive, massive, almost half the drawer was full of pubic hair. Like, they've shaved and just kept it.
And this is why I'm going through people's cupboards.
And that is exactly why you shouldn't.
No, you should. You want to know what kind of freaky person your friends
are. There are some things that people do in the privacy of their own home that don't need your little stupid
don't let me in the house, then.
Grain salad eyes looking at. Oh, no one ever. Harley's never going to be invited anywhere ever again.
I've warned you. If you invite me over, I'm taking your stuff and I'm looking through it and I'm sitting nude on your couch.
Jess, you get tickets to see. See ya.
Woo, thank you.
No worries. Taylor, you get tickets to see Sia. Hey, Taylor,
Woo,
you're off.
Thank you.
And Christy. Hey, Christy.
Hello.
You're going to R&B Friday Vine Day.
Yay.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
Boyz II Men, TLC and Shaggy playing at the Hunter Valley at Bimbadgin. That's going
to
be good.
Little tip from me. Go through your mate's fridge, take some cheese from it to put it on a cheese platter.
Thanks, everyone, for your goals. Joining us now in studio, great pal of ours, fellow comedian. He's got a new show starting tonightly with Tom Ballard.
Hello. Yay. Good morning, everyone. Sit down.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. Look, when you walked in, a minor crisis broke out in my co-host's life.
Yeah, a little minor crisis.
What happened?
My child, Leonard, who some of you may have heard of, has just decided that he's
the
now
material,
a
as I call him, but yes, go on.
The material, that's right.
The content.
The payoff. he's just providing content live.
Yes. Because
he just decided to give him a haircut.
He gave himself a haircut.
And when Hannah said, I'm going to tell your mum, your dad, he goes, oh, he knows I did it yesterday. No, you didn't, mate.
No.
You didn't do it yesterday.
So this is
I'd have noticed the big chunk of hair you took out of your head.
What's Tom's, he done? Why has he done that to himself?
Because he's my child.
Look, mate. Sometimes you just want him to look like a strong, independent woman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's cut himself some bangs.
He looks, and sometimes bangs are what's required. Oh, but I tell you, when you cut bangs, you spend the rest of your life trying to grow them out.
Yeah.
They look good for one day.
Well, I'm going to shave his head when I get home. So I'll show him.
Oh, Tommy.
We're going to go Full Metal Jacket on him.
This is some rumpus stumper stuff, straight up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a new TV show.
Yes, let's talk about that, please. That's not a small boy's hair, if possible.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
I sidestepped so many jokes.
Yes.
Congratulations on having a TV show. That's the holy grail for every comedian we know. Your very own one that
I'm
you're
very
starring
excited.
In.
The only downside is no one will watch it. But apart from that, I'm very excited about it because it's going to be wonderful. No, everyone's going to watch it. It's going to be
the best. People will watch it.
That's what a sales pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, you belong truly on ABC 2. That is fantastic.
I was at ABC 2. No, ABC. I mean.
That sounded like a friend hearing a diagnosis. Oh, is it ABC 2? I'm so sorry. Hey, make the most of it. Live your life. Get out there and just
best
enjoy
of luck.
It.
Hey, mate, I've got an audition on Monday for a show on ABC 3, so
hey.
Hello. Bom, bom.
Is there an ABC 3?
Yeah, yeah. It's for the tweens.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids, ABC 3.
ABC 2 is becoming ABC Comedy. Rebrand, relaunch, baby. Yes. And awesome. We are the flagship show of the new station, 9 p.m. every night. Tonightly, me, a bunch of funny people doing jokes about the news. Finally, comedians doing jokes about the news.
That's never
behind
happened.
A desk.
I've been saying that we've been needing a panel show with comedians making jokes about the news for so long.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I've been saying that to you every day.
Yeah, we need to sit on a panel.
More panels, more comedians, more news.
It's not a panel, it's just me. There's no diversity of opinion, yeah.
Great.
Oh my God, you've just got the dream show. It's just you giving your own opinion.
And you're actually doing it nicely.
Nightly, every single day, yes, 5 nights a week. Friday's a best of show, provided there is enough content to make 25 minutes of highlights from the week. But
I'll send you pictures of my son.
Yes, that's good. We'll milk that. That's good.
So you've got your own. You're like a late night show. You're our, Colbert. Yep. You're our Colbert.
Yes, exactly the same.
Yes, you're exactly
the same. Pay, exactly the same profile, and just as funny.
So
much news going on. Parliament is melting down. North Korea is going to kill us all, and there's lots of many laughs to be had. I think.
Oh, what a positive, upbeat show.
Are you going to have a Trump limit? Like, are you going to have it? We can only talk about Trump so many times a week.
It's like chocolate cake, You can't
know,
go too easy. Yes. We have our own idiots in power here, guys. Let's focus
on
the Australian homegrown idiots destroying our country. Let's focus on that.
I genuinely can't think of a better person for this job, Tom. I've had the good fortune of working with you many times over the years, and you embarrass me with your intelligence.
Thank you so much.
And your comic ability. It's a great marrying
together. Mate, they let him host
Q&A. I know.
Legit.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not even allowed near that studio when they play.
You're at ABC 3 doing fart jokes as Captain No Pants.
Yay! Yeah.
Tom Ballard Tonightly with Tom Ballard premieres on ABC Comedy, guys.
Thank you. On Monday.
9 p.m.
Wonderful Sydney people can come along and be in the audience too. We are desperate for people to be there and actually laugh at our jokes. It's so much fun, the taping. So, there are so many shows. You can register on our website and come along and actually be part of the fun live.
Brilliant.
Sounds amazing. Good luck. Well done, you. We're very proud. And you go out there and make the world a better place, Tom Ballard.
Thanks, Em and Harley. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
G'day, D.
Hello.
What's up, D?
Oh, man, I'm shaking so hard, guys. This is the first time I have ever been able to call on boys at work, and I'm on holidays today. I'm getting married this weekend. I'm going on the honeymoon.
Congrats.
Oh, this could be a really great radio moment if they didn't screw you with the stupid questions I've got to read.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'm really good. I got 10 on C earlier. I got 10. Which one to spare?
These are actually all right. Your letter is G. G whiz. G.
G. G. Yeah. G. Okay.
Yes. G. Obviously, you know the rules. You're a long-time player. That's come out wrong, didn't it? You get 30 seconds after I read the first question. Got to take your first answer. You can only use it once. Best of luck, D. Here we go. Name a sport.
Golf.
A fruit.
Grapefruit.
A TV show.
Pass.
A language.
German.
A handbag brand.
Gucci.
A type of cheese.
Gouda.
A video game.
Grand Theft Auto.
An animal.
Gorilla.
A song title.
Get the party started.
A condiment.
Gravy.
A TV show.
Gone Girl. I'm a girl boss. Damn it.
What'd you say?
She said Gone
Girl. Gone
Girl.
Wow. Is that a TV show?
Jeez, like, you were quick. I don't know. We're going to wait for the adjudicators.
No, because you said Gone Girl, then you said Girl Boss. Which is a TV show. But
I was already pre-thinking.
Gone Girl is a movie.
Did they make a TV show out of it?
No, Joel, they didn't. 900. You missed out on that one!
Mate!
$900. You were so
$900
good.
Is still incredible.
So quick,
yeah, but it's not 10,000, is it, Dave?
Quite a bit short.
I love your attitude. I know, you were good, mate. If you just had have said girl boss before Gone Girl, you were so close.
Yeah.
The girls are going to freak out, honestly. This is the best day still. It doesn't matter. Day off.
The girls.
$900.
$900
wild.
The girls already are calling. You go. I love it. The message is the girls are going to go crazy. Well done, Dee. You were very, very good. You're the best we've had easily in a long time.
Yes.
Congrats. Oh, thanks.
Have a great wedding. That is insane. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, honey. Oh, wow. We have to put a drone on.
I know.
Sound effect. What you know that? When we go, that was the adjudication.
Just to get, wait for it.
Yes, some drama.
See if it was $10,000.
I'm still seeing through space and time.
Karen.
What are you doing?
The most world's most awkward Englishman who has very strange.
Oh, that's a big call.
He's pretty awkward.
No, there's more awkward than that.
He does all the videos you guys make of us on Facebook. He does our Instagram live and our Instagram, what's that called, behind the scenes?
Oh, who
story.
Insta story, yeah.
Yeah, he does all that. And he is amazing. He has the worst taste in colours.
He's got an interesting.
Who chooses grape as a T-shirt colour?
It's grape. Hey, Karen.
Move on.
How very Jay Sullivan of you.
13-10-60. Did your kid have a secret from you that you actually know?
Oh, I'd imagine so.
It's a secret secret.
Actually, no.
Does he have a secret from you that he thinks is a secret?
No, I don't know that he's got the capacity.
Really?
At this point.
13-10-60. Does your kid have a secret from you that you actually know? Or that you found out?
Which one is it?
Odette.
Oh, great. It's going to be a good secret. It's going to be.
She's
got a secret rainbow somewhere.
She's got, well, first of all, she has a secret identity.
What?
This is a two-part.
She's a secret agent?
I think so.
What?
So I'll tell you the first secret. First of all, she's a street fighter.
What is happening?
So last night, Marcella played in a netball grand final.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about netball anymore.
Oh, you're not allowed to talk about the netty stuff.
But some of the people that were there that don't like me very much and may or may not have written threatening things on my social media.
First I've heard of it.
Odette saw them.
Yeah.
And Odette saw how...
and went a bit Wang Chung.
How upset I was about the things they'd written and how they just kept going on and on and on about it. And this is why I don't talk about netball anymore, guys. Anyway, we were at the netball grand final. Chella lost, played well. Anyway, Odie leaned over and she said... She looks at me. And you know, my child is sunshine. She is smiley. She is the kid most likely to adopt anything.
Yeah.
She goes, "Mum, don't look." But, and then said the name, is over there. If she comes near you, I will give her a piece of my mind. And if she does anything, I will kick her.
Oh.
I said, Odie. And I was like, my heart filled.
That's nice.
I know that's wrong.
No. But we don't condone violence.
But I had Chella and Scott going, just ignore them. If they come over, just ignore them. Don't worry. Just ignore them. Like, no one was willing. But my kid was willing to go, Shira, Princess of Power, to defend my honour.
Yeah.
And I would not expect that from Odie. But she got all her heckles all up, her little freckles, her little cheeks are all red. She's like, "Mum, if they come near you." I was very teary.
I'd imagine in a fight scene, she turns into Rainicorn.
She does turn into Rainicorn. But the secret that she's been keeping from me that I found out is Odette has a Pinterest account.
What? How did that happen?
I don't know. She doesn't have any social media.
That's why you don't give kids computers, because they're smarter.
Right. So she's got I watched her the other day and she was like, I'm going to pin that.
What's her folder called?
I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, nothing. And so she put it down because she's an idiot, and I picked it up again. And her password is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so I cracked in, and Pinterest opened up, and she is just flat out pinning puppies. Yes. The whole account. There's 227 pins.
Of puppies.
Flat out puppies.
Of course there is.
And her account name is Abracadaniel.
Sorry, I was coughing right at that point.
Spelt so badly that you won't ever find her.
Abracadaniel.
Yeah, Abracadaniel, the puppy pinner. And so I came back. She came back and I put it down. She goes, "What are you doing?" "Oh, nothing." She goes, "What did you see?" "Oh, nothing." She goes, "Did you look on my iPad?" I said, "No." And then she sat back down again and just pin. She's
going to change her password.
She's a mad Pinterester at 10.
I only found out recently that other people can see what I've been pinning.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What have you been
pinning? Oh, God.
Just sheds.
Grain salads.
13-10-60. Does your kid have a secret that you actually know?
Yeah.
Like, they think they're being so smart, but they're not.
Oh, Walter definitely has secrets.
He's 8 months old.
Yeah. He's He's pissed off about something at 2 a.m.
Flat out. We'll take your calls next. We're talking secrets, you kids keep. They think they are so clever. They've got this little life going on, and you know, but you don't say anything. You let them have it.
Well, like we talked about this really early on in the piece, that Leonard had a secret stash of milk cartons, just keeping in his cupboard.
For no, I love that. I love it. Rank. I love it when kids just decide, nope, this is just for me. I may be a young person, but this is just for me.
Yep.
My daughter has a secret Pinterest account, my 10-year-old, and I broke into it yesterday. It's just flat-out puppies.
Which should be of no surprise to anyone.
No, it's the most magnificent, glorious thing you've ever seen. Yep. I love it. So we asked you guys, Anthony 1060, do you have a similar story to ours? Hello, Tamara.
Hello.
What secret is your kid keeping?
My 6-year-old has a little stash of lollies down the side of her bed. So every night when I send her to bed, I can hear the little chip racket and the lolly racket. And I'm like, what are you doing? You sleeping? And she's like, I am. And then when we go and make her bed in the morning, when we pull these wrappers out, I'm like, what are these from? She's like, I don't know. Maybe the dog.
Odie, I find wrappers in Odie's room all the time. Yeah, yeah. All the time. Just wrappers. And I'm like, where are you?
Where do you get it from?
They're not mine. Flat out lies.
I find just general filth in my boy's bed. I'm like, I showered you before I put you in that bed.
I think he
goes out in the night.
Probably.
Crime fighting with Odie.
Yeah. Well, I find food wrappers all the time. Like, I don't know. She's flat out eating stuff she should not be eating in the middle.
Like, our kids have got real problems.
Just such wonderful idiots. Maz. Hey, Maz.
Hey. Hi.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Okay, go.
So my son has went to school. He's on Saturday.
Congratulations.
As soon as he left the house. Yes, thank you. As soon as he left the house, I had to clean his room because it's disgusting. And I was suspicious, so I wasn't totally surprised when I found an illegal smoking apparatus under his bed.
Oh. She find a bomb.
I'll just leave it at that. Perhaps. You could call it that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And Maz, does he know that you know?
No, but often I've gone into his room, I say, have you been smoking? It really smells funny in here. No. I'm like, yeah, right. That's why his window's always wide open.
Can I ask, Maz, was it a purchased item? Was it improvised out of a Gatorade bottle?
Not even a Gatorade. I think it was like a Mount Franklin 600ml water bottle.
Well, at least he's hydrated.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he's recycling, so that's good.
No, he is hydrated because I found about 10 empty water bottles under his bed as well.
Right.
So he's definitely hydrated.
And your hose has become very short.
Oh, God. Thanks, everyone. I already gave away tickets to R&B Vine Days, the last phone. Is there, we got a double, have we, guys?
Oh. Are we going to give...
We have...
Yeah.
Oh, great. Can I give Maz and Tamara, you're both going to R&B Friday's Monday.
Yes.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
Maz, just, maybe take your son along.
Head off to Bimbadjan in the Hunter Valley and enjoy Boys to Men TLC and Shaggy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you bloody delivered a good story, so we rewarded you. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. And it's time for a segment we started last week, which makes sense.
I was just thinking that we started a new benchmark 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
So last week we had product of the week.
Yeah, and it was confetti high five.
It was confetti high five.
Which was stolen.
Which, I think we might have some sort of evidence of whether it was stolen.
Rita Ora. High five. Okay, so am I going to get electric shock? Oh! Is that not the greatest thing?
That's the best thing I think I've ever seen in my life. I want it.
Right? Here.
It's my birthday.
You get to happy birthday. These famous people, they come in making their diva demands.
First of all, not stolen. You gave it.
No, she was saying, I'm going to Africa. It's my birthday. I'm Rita Ora.
No.
Give me your confetti high five.
It did not take very long.
I want your confetti high five.
To give away our confetti high five.
Oh, I want it. I'm taking it to Africa.
And also, she said that's the best thing she'd seen in her life.
It is.
Rubbish life.
No, it actually is. Truly, I had 52 canisters arrive yesterday in the mail.
Yes.
It's not a lie.
Well, We have another product of the week.
And I don't know what it is you're presenting product of the week this week.
I'm presenting product of the week.
I love it when radio shows do visual segments.
Yeah, I think visual segments work really well on radio, and particularly this one. I have seen it, and it's got some funny details in it.
Kiz, you might have to come in and film this on your phone.
Yeah, so that everyone driving along their car can get their phone. And,
okay.
Oh, put your phones down.
All right, here we go.
Product of the week.
What is it?
Is Pro Thumb Wrestling Arena, known as PTWA.
Pro
Let's
Thumb.
Let's get ready to thumb wrestle.
Let's do it.
So it includes the unpadded thumb slamming floor. Unpadded. Contoured thumb holes. Fit thin
Are
or
they
thick
just holes?
They fit thin or thick thumbs.
Yeah.
Real turnbuckles for real pros.
What?
Flexible ropes. Lock in the action. Only two players. Okay, they have really tried to talk up a bit of plastic with
there's
two
some
holes
in it. How do we do it?
Oh, this is my favourite part, is there's a power grip handle. Which is a bit of plastic that you put on the bottom.
Oh, it is power grip. Who grips that bit?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess
so. Do we both grip it?
That is not... I can't even
Where does my hand go?
That is ridiculous.
I won!
Like, I literally can't...
That is the biggest piece of crap. I can't even... They're flat out hair elastics.
They are just hair ties. I don't want to rain on anyone's parade but that is the worst.
That'll be good in Marcella's hair. Her hair's very thick.
I'm having the red one.
Okay, I'm having the white one. That was Pro Thumb Wrestling Arena. I'm giving that no stars.
I'm giving that zero stars.
No
as well.
Thumbs out of five thumbs.
If you want it,
Can give it away as a prize, but you've just lost the realistic elastic sides.
Yeah, you've lost that, and it's very hard to actually get your thumb in.
It's on Amazon.com.au if you want it.
It's not right.
I can stab you with my nail.
Yeah, this has been some of the best radio.
I can't believe you're leaving and that we rate so badly.
Power grip handle. Don't forget the power grip handle.
Oh, power grip something.
What happened then?
I don't know. Thanks, guys.
Listen, as you know, I've grown the mo back. So I've contractually obliged to wear face hair. I did shave it off for Movember.
And it was a horrible time that we all had to get through and we all had to find coping strategies to get through. You look like a creepy, creepy, slimy face.
I thought I was very handsome.
No. Yes, but no.
But a lot younger. Now, I was at a bar yesterday. Now, right near the end, I set a stupid limit.
What was your target again?
$10,000.
$10,000? What's the average?
$500, I think, is the target.
And what was your dad's target?
A couple of hundred.
And he got there.
He hit it.
Good on you, PB.
My little brother, Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go and donate to someone, forget me. I'm not going
to
make it.
You.
I got $2,585.
Oh, that's good, mate. You've only got $8,000 with a day to go.
Yeah.
Get
now,
on board.
This is the call out. I'm saying get money behind it because I was at the bar yesterday.
Mm.
It's a place I go. I go to the shops.
Where everybody knows your name.
Oh, man, I want to be in that show so bad. Why did you just start singing that? Right. I want to be so bad. I want to sit at that bar.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love Ted Danson so much.
Yes, I do too.
I really love him.
He's not on that list, is he?
Oh.
Okay, keep going.
Please don't be on the list.
Yeah,
anyway, so I was at the bar. There's a guy with a creepy mo. And I said to him, Movember? And he went, oh, yeah. And I went, just thinking, oh, of course, he said yes to Movember. I said, you paid up. You're a proper subscriber.
Oh, no, you're one
member.
Of them.
Right, I'm literally one of them. That's what the whole ad campaign I did was about. And he goes, oh, nah. I don't do the paid up thing. It's just every year. I think it's a good cause, so I grow a mo.
Oh, yeah, he's drawing attention to it.
And I'm like, well, that's exactly the opposite of what you're meant to do.
Did you get your video out?
No, I didn't get the video out. I wanted to. I just wanted to go.
Because what do you say in your video?
I say, hey, shit bricks.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to call him.
A bit of it here.
Here we are.
We're talking the three B's of men's health: balls, buttholes, and brains. That is testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and mental health. Put the razor down and go face hair. All you do is stop doing anything, and it just comes out. For some, better than others. You know what I'm talking about. You know, there's some blokes, you're like, what's going on there? What's going on with your face?
Very simple. If you have grown a mo this month and you did not register with Movember, you have a day to make good by donating money.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
To you.
If you didn't register, but you had a mo this month because you just want to be part of the cool group, You got to pay up.
How do we find your profile?
You can go to mobro.co/Harley Breen or have a look for Sinclair Breen and just donate a heap of money to him.
We need to make $8,000 in 24 hours.
That's not happening.
Yes, I will. Can't believe in you, Sydney. I believe in you and the muddy mustache. Thank you very much for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen. Two shows to go. Before we do go, I'll let you know that on the show we have Daryl Braithwaite tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exciting.
We were inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame last night.
I wonder if you'll come in on a horse.
Definitely. Yeah, actually, that is a prerequisite.
Yeah.
That we provide a horse. We should say congratulations to Gang of Youths, who won Album of the Year.
Yes.
We've got Paul Kelly, won Best Contemporary Album and Best Male Artist.
Yeah.
AB Original, Best Urban Release. All things we play on this station.
Killing
it.
Briggs, big shout out to Briggs, who is just getting every award, including Man of the Year.
Yeah
I know.
He's just getting everything.
An ace.
As he should.
Yeah, Jimmy Barnes won Best Children's Album.
Bloody top bloke, that Jimmy Barnes.
Okay. Ach, aye, the new is the name of the album.
Oh, is it?
You're correct.
Ach, aye.
The new.
The new.
So well done to everyone involved in Australian music's Night of Nights. Not always commercial acts that win, which is good.
Yeah.
More Australian music, please.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.